kicking ass and taking names since the Wisconsin uprising, the Devil's Advocates.
There was a friend of mine on murder, and the judge's gavel fell. Jury found him guilty, gave him 16 years in hell. He said, I ain't spending.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the last segment of the day. But don't fret, just call 844-967-2789. I've been saving some broccoli here for the end. It ain't exactly dessert I'm offering you here, folks. I don't know if you know, but Donald Trump went on NPR yesterday. A non-life interview. Now, I am often offered non-life interviews, and generally, my answer is no. No, thank you. If you're going to say something, say it to my face. Say it live. Do it live. We're doing it live. Well, anyways, Chris Eliza over at CNN sort of recapsulates this interview and, throws out a couple of the hot takes from the former president, Donald Trump. Number one, are we going live, Steve? Are we? The interview was pre-taped, so they were not going live. And away we go. Number two. Well, first of all, the mandate is really hurting our country. The question being asked of him by Inskeep from NPR was, what advice would you give to Americans who haven't chosen to get vaccinated? The mandate's really hurting our country was his response. Fine advice. Number three, and being very the proud person that did so well that with therapeutics and vaccines and everything else and getting them done in record times, you know, I have a lot to say on the subject, as Eliza writes. I think Trump's trying to make a point that, A, he is vaccinated and boosted, and B, when he did get COVID-19, he benefited from therapeutics to treat it, but like word salad. Often, you know, kind of miss the word salads from Trump, but not a lot. Number four, if you missed it, if some people don't want, they shouldn't have to take them. They can't be mandated, as the expression goes. And I think that's very important. Inskeep pressed Trump on what advice he would give to the unvaccinated. This is what the former president came up with. Also, there is no saying that goes, they can't be mandated. There should be. Number five. Personally, I feel very comfortable having taken them. I've had absolutely no reverberation. Vaccines, now with less reverberation. No one likes reverb, you know, too much reverb, especially if you're in a band. Number six of the, you know, noteworthy Trump quotes from his walk out on the NPR host interview. He walked out on NPR, quit mid-interview. It wasn't even live. A little bit more here, and then we'll get to the calls. 844-967-2789. Number six.
I don't know why they would be getting the vaccine for the most part unless they were at a certain age group and they had certain problems, whether it's high blood pressure, the diabetes, and, you know, various things in particular.
I mean, this guy, rhetorically.
It's only 90%.
What a champ.
It's only 90% of the population he just listed off. Oh, he's so stupid.
Trump is talking about people who've already had the virus here and arguing, contra science, that they probably don't need to be vaccinated. Also, diabetes. My kid used to say, I caught the diabetes. Number seven, if you
look at the numbers, if you look at the findings in Arizona, and here comes my state, if you look at what's going on in Georgia, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin, by the way, and take a look at Wisconsin. They're finding things that nobody thought possible.
They aren't. Heck, even the shadiest heck recount of ballots in Arizona's Maricopa County showed that Biden would still have won.
The number of ballots doesn't mean anything.
That's what he'd like us to believe, right, CJ? Number nine.
You look at the number of votes, go to Detroit and just ask yourself, is it true that there are more votes then there are voters?
No, that's not true, Trump. You're making that up. Chris Eliza writes, I did ask myself this. Then I read the fact check and learned that there were not more votes cast in Detroit than there were people. How did I unearth this revealing and critical fact? A secret weapon I call a Google search. Check it out. Life-changing. You look at Detroit. As Salissa writes, I literally just did it. Here's another one. You may like this one. Because Mitch McConnell is a loser. The question? Why is it that you think the vast majority of your allies in the United States Senate are not standing behind you on election fraud? Because Mitch McConnell is a loser, apparently was the response. You take a look at what's going on now in Pennsylvania. I did, according to Chris Eliza, and I don't think it proves the point Trump is trying to make. Take a look at what's going on in Wisconsin. Just take a look. Again, I did, according to Eliza. Crudy's been watching the whole time. And I found that a conservative group's reexamination of the 2020 vote in Wisconsin found that there was no evidence of widespread voter fraud. Wisconsin Institute of Law and Liberty. Look it up. It's worth the Google, Trump. 844-967-2789. You get the point. And also, somewhere in the word salad, the mumble jumble, he called Ron DeSantis gutless. Called Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida, gutless because Ron DeSantis will not publicly reveal whether he's been boosted.
Oh, man.
And then Ron DeSantis came out today and publicly put out a statement and said, from his office, perhaps not the candidate or the governor himself, but the DeSantis office came out and said, he didn't call us gutless. That was their defense. Like, he didn't name DeSantis specifically. Everyone just knew he meant Ron DeSantis. Gutless. 844-967-2789. Appreciate your patience. Darren from Madison, you're next. Welcome.
Gentlemen, it's been a long time since I've called in and talked with you. How's the day going?
Man, hanging in there, Darren. Hanging in there.
I hear you. No, I wanted to get your take. I work from home. I do IT staffing and recruiting now, and I'm turned on the TV, and I see your good boy Ron Johnson with a new commercial on TV, and I wanted to get, I'm sure you guys have been talking probably all day. I missed the first part of the show, but I just wanted to get your take on him. Actually, you know, he's running. He said he's only going to go out for, you know, one term or
two
whatever
terms.
It is, and now he's not back. Two terms, and now he's not backing down. He's going for another one.
He's got to do it again, Darren, because according to Ron, he's a truth teller. So he's got to break his word because he's a truth teller. You understand that, right? And above and beyond that, my other impression of Ron's specific commercial, they set him up like in his kitchen, probably not his kitchen, but, you know, like a prop kitchen. And he walks in and he sits down and then he delivers, you know, probably a 3-line diatribe. And then he stands up again. It's all very contrived. And he stands up when he says, I'll always stand up for you.
Real quick, I wanted to get your take too on the little exchange. I saw it briefly, or you know, heard about it between Fauci and Rand Paul.
Well, my take on it is this: Rand Paul is a grifter. He's raising money like he's Tammy Faye Baker, and Fauci should beat his ass. I appreciate you listening, Darren. Thank you, Alex Lazary, fine U.S. senatorial candidate, for joining us. Also, my senator, Tammy Baldwin. Always great to have Tammy come around. Now stick around. Earl Ingram's next right here on Devil Radio, The Shaw 101 and WAUK 540 AM. Shots!